Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we have music from the great Miles Davis, Ottawa's own Dee Dee Jackson, Dave Douglas, Boney James with Rick Braun, Willie and Lobo, Super Generous, Jeff Golub, and a whole lot more. We're starting off this afternoon with John Barry and trumpet player Chris Botti from their album Playing by Heart. And this one is a tribute to Chet Baker. It's entitled Remembering Chet. released on the Decca label earlier this year and featuring a great trumpet player. In fact, those of you who might have caught the Sting concert this past summer at the Ottawa Blues Festival might have noticed Chris Botti was on trumpet, and that was taken from an album entitled Playing by Heart on the Decca label, featuring John Barry and Chris Botti on a tune entitled Remembering Chet. A couple of summers ago, Ottawa was ablaze during the Ottawa International Jazz Festival when Wynton Marsalis brought his Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra to Ottawa and put on a great show. I'm going to play you something from an album that they made entitled Live in Swing City, Swingin' with Duke. It's a tribute to Duke Ellington. And we're going to listen to their version of the great Mood Indigo. Wynton Marsalis with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and Mood Indigo. You know, only two things are predictable about the versatile and legendary guitarist George Benson. He'll always confound expectations and he'll always delight his many fans. His new GRP release is entitled Absolute Benson, and it finds him in the company of an exceptional band that includes keyboardist Joe Sample, bassist Christian McBride, and drummer Steve Gadd. Now, all of these people can be heard on this featured track that I'm going to play for you, entitled Deeper Than You Think. Now, Benson has also included only three vocal tracks on the new album, preferring to focus more on the gorgeous, throaty tone of his guitar. and living up to its title, Absolute Benson, is a real showcase for Benson's six-string virtuosity. But what's nice about it is that it doesn't skimp on the groove, the beat, or the melody that have made him a perennial favorite. So we're going to listen to this this composition, which is entitled Deeper Than You Think, and then we're going to follow that up with a new release from Acoustic Alchemy. Now, Acoustic Alchemy were around for quite a number of years, but to make their comeback album, guitarist Greg Carmichael had to overcome quite a bit of tragedy. The untimely passing in 1998 of his longtime musical partner and co-founder, Nick Webb. The best tribute I can think of to someone who through it all just kept going, Carmichael said, is to keep it going myself. And Nick's spirit lives in all the music that I created with him and all that we do now. That is my commitment to what he started and what we cultivated. So we're going to listen to the title track from their new album, which is released on the Higher Octave label. It's entitled The Beautiful Game. But before we get to that, here's George Benson with Deeper Than You Think. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from Acoustic Alchemy and the title track from their album, The Beautiful Game. Before that, we heard George Benson with Deeper Than You Think, and that's from his new one entitled Absolute Benson on the GRP label. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Up next, we have two very, very hot pianists making quite a scene for themselves today. We're going to start off with Jason Moran, and the track that we're going to listen to is entitled 12. Now, Jason pays homage to one of his teachers and mentors, the late Jackie Byard, who wrote the tune. It's a blues, reports Moran, but it's split in half with 2 6-bar phrases versus 3 4-bar phrases. Jackie taught me so much from the old school guys like Earl Hines, and he clearly showed me that the pathway to the new comes through the old. Now, this track can be heard on Facing Left, which is Jason Moran's second release for the Blue Note label, and it features Tarus Mateen on bass and drummer Nasheet Waits. And then we're going to follow that up with some music from Joe McBride. And Joe says, one of the things that I love about the scene in Texas is how many of the players are already accomplished at their craft and respectful of the rich musical past of places like Austin, Houston, and Dallas, but are constantly looking to the future to hone their skills and develop new styles. The Missouri native took his finely tuned and road-tested touring band into the studio when he decided to pay homage to his adoptive state on Texas Rhythm Club on the Heads Up label, and we're going to listen to a track entitled Texas Boogie. Before we get to that, here's pianist Jason Moran with a piece entitled 12. Thank you.
DHUO 89.1 FM.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
We just heard some music from pianist Joe McBride from his latest album. It's entitled Rhythm Club. And before that, we heard some music from Jason Moran from his album Facing Left and a composition entitled 12. Right now I'm going to play for you some music, actually a new release from the Spirit of Life Ensemble from New Jersey and currently playing at Sweet Basil's in New York City. They've had a long, long stretch there playing every Monday night. And if you're ever in New York City, head on down to Sweet Basil and check them out because you never know who's going to be in their band. But this next track that I'm going to play features Ted Kersen on trumpet and Michael Cochran is on piano. And this is Thelonious Monk's classic and Bernie Hanigan's classic composition, Round Midnight. And then we're going to follow that up with certainly another classic, Miles Davis, from his album Kind of Blue. We're going to take a listen to the master take of Flamenco Sketches. Thank you.
Sunday Classics at CHUO. Please join John Dewhurst for 2 hours of moving and often inspiring classical music. You can hear Sunday Classics from 9 to 11 a.m. alternate Sundays. Sunday Classics, timeless music at CHUO FM 89.1. Join us for Sunday Classics.
Thank you.
What a pivotal recording that was. Kind of Blue, Miles Davis, released on the Columbia label. And we just heard the master take of Flamenco Sketches, featuring Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Jimmy Cobb, Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, and Paul Chambers. A great, great session. Before that, we heard the Spirit of Life Ensemble from their new album entitled 25, and that represents 25 years of making music. They started off in 1975 and continue to perform all over the world, actually. In fact, they were here in Ottawa about 3 or 4 years ago. I believe it was a Saturday evening, and a lot of people were dancing to their rhythmic music. Very, very interesting band indeed. And again, that's from their latest album entitled 25. And we heard a beautiful version of Round Midnight featuring some lovely trumpet work there from Ted Kirson. My name is Randy McCalligott, and we're going to continue with some music from Dave Douglas, another up-and-coming trumpet player who has played here in Ottawa a few times and has always delivered when it comes to playing and execution. This is from his album Soul on Soul. We're going to listen to Blue Heaven, and then we're going to listen to Ottawa's own D.D. Jackson from his latest album Anthem and a composition entitled Pat. And those of you who had the chance to see D.D. Jackson in concert this past summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival know that he has quite a formidable band that he's put together, and he certainly is making waves, not only in New York City, but all over the place. So that's coming up right after Dave Douglas with Blue Heaven.
Thank you. heard that song before. And you can hear it, too, on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. The years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
That was music from Ottawa's own Dee Dee Jackson, and that was taken from an album entitled Anthem, and we just heard a composition entitled Pat. And before that, trumpet player Dave Douglas from his album Soul on Soul, and a composition entitled Blue Heaven. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM. And we're going to continue with some music from a percussionist who's been on the scene for quite a while. In fact, he's a classically trained percussionist and AACM charter member, Thurman Barker. Thurman is best known for his explorations with such luminaries as Cecil Taylor, Joseph Jarman, and Muhal Richard Abrams. The track that we're going to listen to is entitled Course, and the master drummer's propulsive swing firmly anchors his bandmates, which include guitarist James Emery, bassist Alonzo Gardner, and keyboardist Rob Schwimmer. These tunes are intricate twists and also feature various turns and interesting stylistic dimensions. Course actually comes from Barker's newly reissued debut as a leader, which is entitled Voyage. It was recorded in the mid-1980s. And what's nice about this reissue is that it also features 3 bonus tracks, which include a showcase for saxophonist Sam Rivers, and also a saxophone quintet that includes Bobby Watson and James Carter. So you might want to check out this album. It sounds pretty interesting. It's released on the Up T Productions label. And after that, I'm going to play something, for me, very different. Daniel Barenboim, who's one of the most respected classical conductors, has just released a new album. It's entitled Brazilian Rhapsody. It's on Teldec. When he's not conducting and playing classical music, Daniel likes to explore other forms of music. And this Argentinian, who began to attract international attention at the age of 11, is currently the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's main conductor. But every now and then, Barenboim will take a day off from the podium to explore other musical styles, and that's the case with this particular recording. His new album of Brazilian standards, performed with a chamber group, features Milton Nascimento on this next track, which is entitled Travessia. And after that, we'll listen to some music from Jeff Golub from his latest album entitled Dangerous Curves. Thank you.
desse noite em meu viver. Forte eu sou, mas não tem jeito. Hoje eu tenho que chorar. Minha casa não é minha e nem é meu este lugar. Estou só e não resisto. Muito tenho pra falar. Solto a voz nas estradas, já não quero parar. Meu caminho é de pedra. Como posso sonhar? Sonho feito de brisa. Vento vem terminar. Vou fechar o meu a morte. Tenho muito que viver. Vou querer amar de novo. E se não der, não vou sofrer. Já não sonho, hoje faço com meu braço o meu viver.
That was a beautiful tune from Milton Nascimento, Daniel Barenboim on piano, from Daniel's latest album entitled Brazilian Rhapsody. That's on the Teldec label. And the track that we just heard was entitled Travessia. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, this is what guitarist Jeff Golub had to say. The idea all along was to make this a fun record, fun to record and to listen to. And he's talking about his latest GRP release entitled Dangerous Curves. Golub co-produced the album with veteran drummer and GRP vice president Bud Harner, who urged Golub to go for a live club party atmosphere. Quote, the direction we chose throughout was a kind of 60s minimalism, soul jazz approach featuring acoustic bass, vintage keyboards, and me playing mostly a hollow body guitar. His bluesy feel on Drop Top, which is what we're going to listen to, pays homage to some of his own musical heroes, which include Wes Montgomery, Les McCann, and the great Cannonball Adderley. After that, we're going to listen to something really different. It's known as Hillbilly Brazilian Jazz. This is according to guitarist Kevin Breit from the band Super Generous. This band is an eclectic strings and drums combo that pairs the Canadian guitarist with the ebullient Brazilian percussion virtuoso Ciro Batista. It's a hybrid of those two completely distinct cultures. Our featured track that we're going to listen to this afternoon is entitled Sao Paulo Slim, and it does indeed blend the twang of steel guitar with the percolating rhythms of Bahia. Produced by Craig Street, who utilized both of these in-demand musicians for recordings that he supervised for vocalist Cassandra Wilson and Holly Cole. So let's start off with Jeff Golub from his album Dangerous Curves and a composition entitled Drop Top. was a composition entitled Sao Paulo Slim from the band Super Generous from their debut Blue Note release. And before that, we heard Jeff Golub from his album Dangerous Curves, released on the GRP label, and Drop Top. Well, this duo, I must tell you, has a huge, huge following. They're known as Willie and Lobo. Willie Royal on violin and Wolfgang Lobo Fink on guitar. They have a new album out. Actually, it's their debut album on the Narada label. And this is a beautiful track entitled Tatiana. And we're going to listen to that. And then after, we're going to listen to some Boney James with Rick Braun on trumpet. These are two of the most successful artists in smooth jazz's ranks. They met by chance at a recording session about 8 years ago, and immediately they recognized a kindred spirit. The two collaborated on each other's records during the next few years, resulting in 3 number one hits. Now, the chemistry like that couldn't be denied, so James and Braun decided to make an entire album together. It's entitled Shake It Up on the Warner Brothers label, and of the album opening RSVP, which we're going to feature, Boney James says, it's a party song. RSVP says, will you come to our party? It's the invitation to come into this whole fun thing that we're doing. Let's get into some fun, starting off with Willie and Lobo with Tatiana.
Thank you.
That was music from Boney James and Rick Braun from their album Shake It Up, and we just heard RSVP. Well, it's just about time to leave this afternoon. I hope all of you have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, the weather's sort of cooperating. It's kind of cold out there, but it's not too bad. It could be a lot worse. Snow showers. Yeah, Osmond Lowell will be coming up at the top of the hour at 3 p.m. with German news, music, and commentary. And to take us there, I've got some music from Bobby Watson from his album Quiet As It Keeps, and that's on the Red Records label out of Italy. And if we have time, we'll listen to some Dave Valentin from his Concord Vista album, Sunshower. We'll listen to the title track. Been listening to 2 hours of jazz on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I will be back next week with some more jazz. Have a great week and have a great Thanksgiving. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Osmond Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.
entre les deux rives, deux longues chevilles. Je les entends crier sur le même voilier. Dis-moi comment le construire, le pont entre les deux rives.
Two cultures, two languages, two different ways of life.
Ottawa, c'est ailleurs, c'est pas chez moi.
I think that bilingualism flourishes in Ottawa. I love the city with its geography.
They are divided and linked by a river. A river which has witnessed many changes in the last 200 years.
I am Colonel John By of His Majesty's Royal Engineers. There never seemed to be sufficient sacrifice for the rapids and the river.
There has been conflict.
Ça fait trois ans que cette question de l'hôpital m'en parle. On se pose des questions, on est toujours en train de se battre.
It's as if the non-French would always be considering the way of cooking a francophone.
There has been love.
I think it enriches our life to have these two cultures and two linguistic groups living side by side.
Maintenant, sur la colline parlementaire ici, là, les contacts entre les deux communautés sont fréquents. C'est des contacts personnels fréquents. On se connaît, on se côtoie, on se parle.
There has been anger.
Alors, on se demande jusqu'à quel point, là, le gouvernement Harris a à cœur la francophonie.
Si les Canadiens anglais ne s'intéressent pas à la culture francophone, ben, c'est pas parce qu'on n'a pas essayé, mais je peux pas l'obliger à s'intéresser.
There has been triumph.
The University of Ottawa is a bilingual institution.
L'Ontario est une meilleure province, est une plus belle province, est une communauté plus accueillante si elle est accueillante à l'endroit de toutes ses minorités.
But the French and English cultures in the Ottawa Hull region continue to live together, side by side, divided only by a river.
Comme tout rivière, c'est en même temps quelque chose qui lie et qui sépare. Je pense que la rivière, c'est toujours cette image de la rencontre des deux rives et la séparation.
Join us as we embark on this journey. Relive with us some of the best and worst pages of their history. Take this trip as we try to bridge the gap. Bridging the Gap, a series of 14 programs brought to you by CHUO-FM and the Millennium Bureau of Canada, starting October 10th at 5 p.m.
All I wanted to say, is I'll be glad to meet you halfway. Help me to make that bridge. Show me what you're made of. Let us make this a song of love, song of love, a song of love.